Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Thanks.
We're asking a question. And look, a lot can change. Money does talk. But the idea of how do we get out of this rut? How do we make the winged wheel great again? And what is the point of Steve Yzerman if you can't recruit high-level players here? Look, I don't even consider Steve Stamkos to be a true A-lister anymore. We couldn't even recruit him. He thought he was getting him last summer. You know what you got? The dead body of Tarasenko. He can't recruit. He hasn't made any good trades. What are we doing? And now you can't, it feels like Darren Dreger, you can't even dream a little bit. Basically, all but saying Marner's going to go to Vegas or LA. They're creative, they're aggressive. Sure, you got a no-tax state in Nevada. Respect. All I know is it always mattered that if you were an original six team and you weren't totally morbid like the Blackhawks are currently, the Red Wings aren't totally morbid. Why did we hire this guy if he can't execute free agency recruitment or high-level trades? So what needs to happen for us to reinstill the pride back in this logo, this beautiful logo? Or as Kenny says, David, the ticket text before we go to a full rack of calls on whatever we're talking about. David.
To make the Wings great again, we need to fire Yzerman and get the Florida Panthers assistant GM, Dave in Farmington.
Okay.
Someone else says, I keep going back to it, but watch for Kyle Connor type trade to help. Add a secondary piece and hope the prospects pan out. I know hope is not a strategy, but it needs to be part of it. From Sam in Grand Rapids.
Oh, boy.
The Red Wings are only desirable to players from Michigan. Kopp, Compher, DeBrinket, the list goes on. We cannot get anyone outside of Michigan.
Yeah, but I also think we limit ourselves here. This is what we always do. Think about this. All we talk about with the Red Wing players, it really has nothing to do with their ability. If I have to hear that Dylan Larkin's a hometown kid again, I don't care. Put him in the back of a garbage truck and drive him. See ya. I don't care. There's no romance to it. I don't care if Andrew Kopp played at Michigan. I do not. DGAF. None of that stuff matters, but that's all the cheap, lazy, insecure Detroit cliche that we fall into in this town. Oh, only players who like us. There was a time where the best players in the league came here. And downtown Detroit was, in fact, the set of RoboCop. So I'm sorry.
And it really was hockey town.
Right, but his job is to recruit. It doesn't feel like his presence means anything anymore.
No. And I think that, Mike, that's the answer that I don't think that texter said, but I think a lot of people know the answer. You just don't want to say it out loud, but it's
like it's when Doug denied you mulch. He didn't want to tell you the real reason. Kenny?
Mike, I think you nailed it when you said great players used to want to be here. Dominic Hasek came here. Brett Hull came here. Luke Robitaille came here. There was once an interview that I was watching of Luke Robitaille saying, I'm about to end my career. I want to go win something. Ship me to Detroit. That's where I want to go. You don't have that anymore. There's not one player who views this franchise as a destination. Not just the city, not just the team. I mean, it's all of it. There's not a single player that would rather not go to Florida or Vegas or a team in L.A.
Kenny, I got to be honest. This feels, no, don't swing that mic because I need to talk to you. This feels like the Wings have become one of the bottom 10 destinations in the sport.
Yes.
That's what this, you know what it feels like? When I was growing up, nobody wanted to play on Long Island. Nobody wanted to play for the Hartford Whalers. Nobody wanted to come from the outside to play for the Quebec Nordiques. That's why all three of those teams either threatened to move or did move. That's what it feels like here.
And what did most of those teams have in common, though? It was the way they were run, their GM in the city. And that's exactly what we're running into here. Nobody wants to go to, like, I mean, there's teams in the, nobody wants to go to Buffalo because they're being run like crap. That's exactly what's happening here.
Let's go to the people. Thank you. We begin with Kevin and Macomb. You're batting leadoff today. Kevin, how the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm frustrated, but I'm okay.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, no, look, two things. For one, we haven't been a destination since 2012, and I remember where I was the moment I found out that Ryan Suter and Zach Parise committed to the Wild over the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
And I think since then, when's the last – we haven't signed anybody since that time, in my opinion, of, like, just substance. And I think one of the texters was saying get the assistant GM of the Panthers. I don't think you need to do that. I just think Eisenman needs to follow kind of the blueprint of the Panthers. And I think what he needs to do is he definitely – I'll be honest, I don't want Mitch Marner because you're gonna, I think that you're getting guys 28, and he's, in my opinion, in my eyes, a replica of a Dylan Larkin. And we already have multiple
– okay.
Kind of
and
like
Kevin,
that.
let me say this, and I'll give you all the time you need. I'm not dying on the Mitch Marner hill. It was more coveted free agent, ha ha ha, as if he would ever go to Detroit. Hey, if you don't want him, I'm not mad at you, and I'm not acting like he's the only good player. It's just the idea that Steve Yzerman can't recruit anyone.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I agree 100%, and I think that also goes back to the people that are under him that he delegates to, and I think that's also the big problem, too. I think, honestly, they should go after Sam Bennett, and then there's a defenseman out of Buffalo who I was seeing wanted to get traded, that Bowen Byram. I think you need to start with the defense first, and honestly, I'd be all for packaging up Larkin. That's not an unpopular opinion. That's not a popular opinion, but I would be all for that.
I just think when you haven't made the playoffs in 6 years, there are no sacred cows.
No, under Yzerman, it's six.
And I just feel like there should be a meeting at the world headquarters. There should be a meeting where no one's name isn't discussed.
Exactly. No, I agree 100%, Mike. And another thing with Stamkos, I read something, it could be like all BS, but they said that Stamkos was going to come here, but Ilitch held back. He didn't want to give Yzerman the money to pay for him. Then here's what I'll tell you.
If that were true, then here's what I tell you. Then if that's true, Stevie should have walked. Period. He doesn't need the money. You know what? Then you embarrass the man. You say straight up, you know, if this is true, if, hey, guess what?
Looks like, seems like, feels like.
Then when we hang up this phone call, I no longer work for you. So, like, where, Kevin, I get to a point. You got, if that stuff happens, you're Steve Eisenman. You're not some nobody. You're not some nerd analytics kid who got his first shot. You're Steve effing Eisenman. You don't need it. Leave. And if you don't leave, then you co-sign it. Then you're partisan to it. But I'm not getting into it, whether it's real, not real. I don't care. I am past the point of caring or absolving or making excuses for. I'm just done. This has to be a big summer. And when you hear stuff like that, it's such a bummer, man.
Well, it cuts you at the knees before the summer even starts. Like, so.
It's like MSU football.
Lower the bar.
Let's go to Philip.
Do you want to just do an MSU football topic at 3?
At some point in July.
And get it out your system.
No, in July.
Just get it out your system.
I can't. It's like a sickness. They make me ill. Let's go to Philip, 97.
I stubbed my toe. It's like MSU football.
That's right. Philip, what's up, buddy?
Hey. What's going on, man? What's good? Listen. We got to make the Red Wings go very, very fast again. We have to go fast.
Philip is back!
Here's the problem with the fast. There's people around who still don't really understand that we're not talented. We look like the Bad News Bears out there. So what am I saying? We have to spend money. Mr. I is rolling over in his grave because you and I both know we can close our eyes and just think of all the times he said, I'm going to make a guy an offer he can't refuse, okay? And rarely did he not get the guy. He would get dudes. He would spend money. Eisenman, he's acting like it's his wife's money. I don't get it. You've got to spend the money. If you pay them, they will come. If he doesn't think the cat will come down from Toronto, he's insane.
Well, the problem, and Philip, you know what we really need? We need players what? That are about to
go very, very fast. Skilled, like,
yes.
not offside. They can pass the ball. I mean, they can pass the puck from the red line to the other red line. They don't miss people. We look so slow. When you look at the playoffs now, you gotta see how disorganized, how slow, how we're not crisp. We don't do anything well, but be mediocre.
No, and that's Philip. Appreciate it, and you're a legend, and you know it.
I was about to applaud David, like, how did you turn that around so fast? But it was live because you went to the board, and I'm like, wow, David.
No, we had the real McCoy. But he's not wrong. And listen, if you disagree and you want to yell at me and say, oh, we can't do anything stupid, we got to take our time. Look, I'm not going to yell at you.
At a certain point, the time runs out.
Like, if I had to hand out a 10-year contract at this point, I would probably do it. Why? F it. I don't care anymore. I'm honest. I don't care anymore. You know, like whether it's Marner, I don't even care who it is. Here, whatever, YOLO, 10 at 125. Just, I can't keep doing it. And it's like you want to get positive about the offseason. You start looking around and automatically it's like what Kenny says. Here are the 10 best free agents. And then it's like Red Wing fans, scroll down. You get this. Oh, awesome. We just signed Benoit Hogue. 248-539-9797. We get more of the calls coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.